about it, the world celebrates all sorts of stuff. Isn't it okay that God's people say, thank you, God, you've been so good. Isn't it good to celebrate? So today we're going to celebrate with one passage. Let's pray it in. I got 2 minutes to preach it. We can do it. Pray with you. Would you pray? Just say this prayer silently. God, since there's something you want me to hear, I'm willing to listen. And God, we pray that you would be glorified. We pray that if people hearing this would be edified until they're satisfied, and that Satan would be horrified. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Open your Bibles, turn on a gadget. There are Bibles around in the seats, in the baskets underneath. We're going to just read Psalm 118 today. Psalm 118, I'm going to break it into a couple chunks and talk about it. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, His love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, His love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His love endures forever. Say that with me. His love endures forever. Psalm 118, 1 through 4, what's the point? We can celebrate because God's love is enduring. We can celebrate because God's love is a special kind of love. It's a unique word called hesed, H-E-S-E-D in Scripture. It's a hesed kind of love. And it's in this passage here. His love endures forever. We can celebrate because even though we're talking about parking lots and structures, we can celebrate because our God loves us no matter what. And we don't have to perform to get that love. His love is a promise, a guarantee, and it will last forever. It doesn't give up, it doesn't quit, it never ends. There's passages of Scripture like Psalm 136. You might want to just scan over there because Psalm 136 has that little phrase, His love endures forever, 26 times in a row. This, His love endures forever. This, His love endures forever. Let's eat lunch, His love endures forever. Let's go home and take a nap, His love endures forever. It goes on and on and on, and it keeps saying, His love endures no matter what. You know, God's love was here for Oakwood when the parking lot stunk. Yes. Amen. You know that? You know, God's love endured forever when Oakwood was meeting in a church with mice. I hope Bob counted them for attendance. It's one of the beefs I have. Every Sunday I complain because I'm looking out and then I get a note saying we had 150. I'm like, baloney, we had 150. Count again. Who's counting? I need a positive person that'll do the counting. Bob should have counted those mice. His love endures forever. And then there's this passage, Lamentations 3:22-23. It says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning. Oh, the hymns are great. God's been faithful. He was faithful back then. I bet you they were having a good time. Janelle, do you remember any good times in the old white building? Do you remember any good times? Yeah. Going down to the basement for potluck supper. God's love was faithful back in those days. He continued and He will continue. And He's going to continue. We can celebrate that God loves and do it. And then verses 5 through 9, it says, when hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me to a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. We can celebrate because God hears and helps us. We're blessed. We of all people should be joyful people. We have something to celebrate that we're never, ever alone. God hears us and helps us. Psalm 34:17, it says, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Oh, I'm sure whoever the 12 were without Pastor Bob were crying out to the Lord. And I want to let you know, the Lord heard. The Lord heard them. They asked the pastor to come. They had, you know, we always make plans for God. I got an idea, God. We'll have the pastor from Hadley come and preach after he preaches already. I love the fact, I don't know who that pastor was. I need to find out who that was. That he said, no, I ain't going to do it. I'll send you a college student. And then look what God did. God had a better plan. God hears and he helps. And then in verse 10 through 15, all the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. And it's okay, by the way. Christian, it's okay. This is David. David gets a little excited with his pen. David's a warrior poet. He's a poet with a pen and a knife. And so he's going to talk about how the Lord provided salvation. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They swarmed me like bees, but they were consumed as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord I cut them down. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. Friends, we can celebrate because God gives us the victory. We are more than conquerors. And we have victory. Some of you feel defeated. I understand. Some of you feel like you've been beaten down. But you need to understand that we, no matter the circumstance, can celebrate because God gives us the victory. David was very clear about how the Lord cut down his enemies before him. Oh, friends, we've got a God that we can celebrate. He gives us victory. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know what you're suffering through, and I don't know what you feel like you've been defeated, but you need to know this. If you have Christ as your Savior, you are victorious. You're victorious. Oh, man, this life is a pain, isn't it?
Amen.
Isn't it hard? Isn't it a struggle? And we can be so overcome. Ryan Weichsel asked me yesterday, what's wrong with you? I could barely move. Man, my brain still tells me I'm 25. My body's telling me I'm 75. And I'm doing work at home, and I'm doing work in here, and I'm just doing way too much. And my body starts saying, you're done. And it starts just shutting down. I was walking around here yesterday like an 80-year-old man. I was barely moving. Brian's like, what's your problem, man? I said, I'm just tired. We get that way. So much pain. Life is hard. But don't ever forget that we have the victory. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be great to be in heaven someday, and there'll be no more pain and no more sorrow, no more tiredness. Man, I'm going to be productive in heaven. I hope you don't think we're going to sit around on clouds with art. People have that picture of heaven sitting around. I don't want to be sitting around in heaven. I need to be sitting down more now. When I get to heaven, I want to go, and I want to have no pain and no Tylenol and no Advil. None of that. I want to have victory. Fact that God gives us the victory. No matter how much we're defeated here, we get the victory. Do you understand what I'm saying? No matter how bad it gets right now, as a believer, as a Christian, my faith is in Him and through Christ. We overcome, man. We overcome. The Bible also tells us in Romans 8:37, knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Verse 16 to 24. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die but live. And I will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but He has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it's marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Last thing today, we can celebrate because God gives us a testimony. The Bible says, I will rejoice and proclaim the goodness of God. Hey, Christian, you have a story of victory. And we need to share that story. God gives us a testimony. Some of you might be saying, I don't have a testimony, Pastor. We heard your story, Pastor. You drug addict, drug dealer. God saved you. Whoop-de-doo. I just got saved in Sunshine Park. That's the best thing ever. The best story ever is when I hear of a young person that got saved at church or got saved at home, and then they skipped all the garbage. They got rescued from eternity, but they also got rescued from the mess right now. Praise God for you young people who accepted Christ and never jumped in the muck. I shouldn't be celebrating because I was able to swim out of the sewer. I jumped in the sewer with my life. But God rescued me out of that sewer. So I have a story, and I'll share my story. But everyone here has a story. It's a testimony of God's love and redemption. And we can celebrate because He gives us a story. I love your story. I love the stories of the people that are going to get baptized today. Mark 5:19. Jesus did not let him, but said, you go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how He has had mercy on you. I think that's the, wasn't that the guy with the legion of demons? I love that story. Jesus, who's in there? I love that story. A legion of demons inside this guy. And Jesus rescues him and sets him free. And then the guy actually wants to go on the road with Jesus. It would have been awesome. I mean, everywhere they went, they could have opened the show with, and Jesus is coming. But before he comes, here's the guy that was possessed by 1,000 demons. Woohoo! It would have been awesome, but Jesus says, no, you can't come. No, I'm going, you're going to stay. Because you're going to be in the Decapolis, 10 cities. Deca means 10. 10 cities. Everybody's heard the story of the crazy lunatic who's naked and cutting himself, tied in the cemetery. Everybody's heard about you, so you need to stay home and go tell your story. You go share your story where the people will be amazed. You've got a story. And you've got a story. You've got a story. If you don't have a story, come talk to me. Let's start one today. Accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Die to your old self. Be risen to new life and see what God can do. We can celebrate because God gives us a testimony. Revelation 12:11, it says, they triumph over Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as they shrank from death. Oh, friend, we can celebrate. It's good to celebrate. And here's the last part of it. As I was reading it, I realized the last couple of verses were like a benediction. Now, it's going to be a false start. Nobody throw a yellow flag on me. No penalty flags today. But I'm going to read a benediction by reading the last few verses of this passage, which can't leave. It's a benediction without leaving. Verse 25-29. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With bows in his hand, joined in the festal procession, up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And everybody say the last four words. His love endures forever. True. God's love has been faithful to Oakwood Community Church. We're just further down the road now. Before we start to turn around, we start looking back and we go, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the faithful men and women who serve. Sometimes in a small falling down church. Sometimes in a broken down church bus. Sometimes when you think, nobody knows I'm here doing this, Lord. I'm in a small town doing little work. There's no little work in God's kingdom. I'm thankful for God's heroes of the past so that we could be here today. Are you thankful?
Yes.
Amen. Let's celebrate.